Good morning, everyone. My name is Maria Garner. Pastor Giovanni, I would like to invite you forward.
Good morning to everyone. Buenos dias. I want to start saying thank you very much for the opportunity you give us to come and name of our people down there, especially the kids that have been very blessed with your donation, with your support, with your prayers. This has been a great year for many of them, finishing the school and dreaming with finish one day, graduate. And I don't know how many of us dream come back to the school, but they do, you know. And they are happy to do that. And it's a blessing for us to see how their life is changing. So thank you. Thank you very much. But also thank you for support people to come in and do missions among us in Guatemala. It has been a good experience for us to see people coming from Wisconsin and go and adapt to the situations we have there, traveling and eating our food and enjoying our weather and, you know. So thank you. Thank you very much. And as Maria says, you all are very welcome to come for visit us, for work with us, but more than that, to obey what the Lord sent us. Because the missions is not just because I have nothing to do. You know, the mission is because I believe that there is a good message to share with the people. No matter where they are, where anywhere there is humans, beings, right there is a need of the Word of God. Because we are created to glorify the Lord. And the Lord leads us with His Word, with His Spirit. So come to do missions is always a blessing. Not just for them, to those that we preach, but for us also. I remember the story. I don't know how to say this, but we use nets, kind of nets, to move stuff from one place to other. We call it redes. And this story is about a man that said to other, please put this water from this buckle to this buckle with a net. You know? And he start moving, you know? Yeah, I know. And I see the faces and I see that you're understanding what I'm saying. And after a while, this guy said, is that all you did? Yes. You're wasting your time. He said, no, the net is clean now. You know, when we go to preach, the word works first in our hearts. That's a blessing. Especially in these times, the time that we are living, the time when we see the church getting lost in many ways. I work with some kids and they come asking. When they come, Pastor Cray knows. When the children, when the people of the church come and say, Pastor, I have a question. Uh-oh. Okay. Why the church was so strong? We read in the book of Acts. We read the Christians were preaching and going and doing. Why? Why is different in our church now? Is God losing his power? Is the gospel losing the power that God uses? Something is wrong. And that's why and this morning I was talking with Lisa Lutz and saying, Lisa, it's always hard for me to preach in English. Thank you for doing your best to understand me. I know it's hard, you know. And I was asking her prayers for that. And the Lord sent in my heart to talk about this that I'm preaching in my congregation too. and invite you to hold fast to our Christian identity. To hold fast to our Christian identity. Because sometimes we don't know where the church is, where Christians are. And you know what? We are the people of God. We are the children of God. But the first people that got to understand that is us. The first people that got to understand that, to believe that, is us, actually. Because we can talk only of those things that we know. And nobody can give to others something that they don't have. So we just can't share with others about God when we know God. When we understand who we are. And also when we understand who He is. Paul wrote a letter to the church in Rome. If you have your Bible there. and you know, Rome was the capital, the main city of the empire. Very beautiful city, wonderful city. When you take time to study about those cities, they were, I don't know how to say Nineveh? I don't know how to say it in English. Those were great cities. Sometimes we think we know big cities, but they were big cities too. And Rome has this characteristic. People in Rome think nobody can teach us something new. We are in the capital. We are in the main city. You know? What people from Africa or from Asia or from... What are they coming to teach us? We are Romans. So Paul wrote this letter to make them understand what he believes before he comes to visit them. To prepare them. This is what I believe. So when I get there, this is what you're going to hear from me. And it's very interesting to see the points he wants to make clear to them. The first one, Romans chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. The first thing that Paul says to them is, the gospel is not mine. The gospel is not a human idea. The gospel is not a human invention. The gospel is from God. He rebels himself. We can know him through the gospel, his plans, his projects, his goals, his personality. He wants to us to know him, and he reveals himself. That's why the gospel comes from God. And when we compare the gospel with other creeds, and we compare the gospel with other ideas, religion ideas, of course you will find one moment when you say, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. Yes, because this is not human. It comes from the Almighty. It's further than us. Further than us. And many times we think God has to be like this, because this is the way how we understand the things. So he got to understand the things exactly in our way. You know? God has to do this, or God has to. God has not to do nothing. He is the creator. And all the glory is just for his name. When men start make imagination about God, at the end they create a God according his imagine. They imagine. But that is not the God of the Bible. We don't create him. He created us. And we got to follow this. And Paul starts saying that to the people in Romans, to the Romans. The gospel is from God. And that is something special for us, people of God. Because it means that we can be sure the gospel is true. And like Jesus said, the heaven and the earth will pass, but his word will stand. We got to understand that. That's the gospel. And the verse 2, which he had promised, Maria had worked very hard with me to the pronunciation, but I lost it, you know. So it's not her fault. Which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The second thing Paul wants to put here in clear is the testimony of the gospel is in the Scriptures. What sad is when the church go away from the Bible. When the church go away from the Bible, it's impossible to not get lost. Because it's the only testimony we have. It's the base where the church works. And I read this text in Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Without Bible, there is not gospel. And without gospel, there is not salvation. So if we have a church without Bible, we don't have people of God. We don't have salvation there. Because the problem is not who is preaching. The problem is what they are preaching. And let me tell you this. There are wonderful writers, amazing writers, and beautiful books. But there is only one word of God. And we got to follow that. So, people of God, I'm here saying exactly what I'm preaching in my church. We need to go back to the Bible and give more time and give more all of us to study the Bible. We got to have it. In Guatemala, there is a superstition, very common, that if you open the Bible in Psalm 91 and you leave the Bible open there, nothing happens to you. Yeah, it's real. Even in church, even Christians. I have my Bible in Psalm 91 to feel sure, to feel safe. And I don't know if it's true, but some people told me that a man did that with his car. Opened the Bible, leave the Bible on the car to make it sure. They steal the car and the Bible, you know. When he came there, no car, no Bible, no Psalm 91. It's not enough to have the Bible at home. It's necessary that we go to the Bible to learn, to study, to believe. Some things in the Bible are not very easy to understand or hard. I remember when I was 13 years old, read the Bible for the very first time, And when I read about the prophet that the mule talked to, I read, what? Again. Amazing. It's amazing. And we see the technology, we see the science, and we see all the new stuff that the world is creating. Amazing. But nothing amazing than the power of God. So when Paul wrote to them, said, it's testified by the prophets. It's not a new message. People of God, the gospel is not an invention of men. And it's not something new. Thousands of years ago, we are preaching the same message. There is salvation only in Jesus Christ. Let's keep the message. You are part of these people. You are part of this mission. No matter the situation we live here, we got to believe and to understand that the scriptures tell us we are the people of God. And verse 3, concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from death. The gospel is about Jesus Christ and only about Jesus Christ. I was traveling in Guatemala, and I'm very good to get asleep on the bus. And when I woke up, a young man was in front of me and said, you're Pastor Giovanni, right? I said, good morning. Yes, I am. I know you. You came to preach to my church. How's your pastor? Well, he told me what church he was come from. I asked, how was your pastor? And he says, no, I don't attend more that church. Why not? Because I don't like the songs they sing. Wrong person to say that. My friend, the songs are not to please you. The songs are for the glory of the Lord. And it's amazing how people is changing churches or not comfortable at churches because the chair, because the lights, because this is not about us. This is about Jesus Christ. He died and he came back from death. All the glory is for him. When the church see that in the wrong way, get lost. Because we cannot say this, or we can not do this because the people don't like, because no, we got to do what is according to the word of God. You know, there are people with good intentions, real good intentions, trying to please God, but doing it in their own way. When we see the word of God, we understand how he wants to praise it. And a man says that when he became Christian, he started reading the Bible. And after a while, he came to us, to his pastor. Pastor, why God asks us to praise him? I don't think it's good. Praise him. Praise God. Adore him. Why? Why he asked us? And he said, the pastor told him, because to praise him is good for us. People of God, if we sing this morning, how great thou art, he's great. But if we don't sing that, he's still great. He doesn't need us to praise him. To praise him from us is not good for him, but it's good for us. The writer in Psalm said, I will lift my soul to the Lord. Because when we praise God, we come in other level. In that moment, there is nothing else but his glory. And when you sing, when you praise, you are not concentrated. You are losing something special. You are missing something special. The gospel is about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. It's the good message we have. It's the big difference we have. Our Savior is not death. He lives. And because he lives, we live. And because he lives, he will come back. This is our hope. And as Christians, we cannot go for the world just imagine things. We are talking about a truth testified in the scriptures. A message that is true because it comes from God. It's not a philosophy. You know, when people start thinking about God, oh, God must be in this way or must be in that way, or you know, that's philosophy. Because it's something that comes from men. But when you want to know God, you got to go to his own revelation. That's different. That's not philosophy. It's revelation. The word of God. The Almighty. His power. His knowledge. His love. That is the God of the Bible. And we got to praise him. Like the story of the net. It's impossible for us to get all the knowledge of God. But in the process we study, we get clean. I'm here to encourage you to enjoy to be Christian. To enjoy to be people of God. I'm here to tell you to encourage you to be safe. Last night I spent a little time with a family, with a couple, and touches my heart when this young man told me, I'm ready to go with Jesus. What a beautiful answer. Because it said, when we realize that if the Lord comes to some Christians in Guatemala and around the world, and he gives you two choices. One choice is, I will give you 50 years more living in this world, having everything you need. You won't be rich, but you will have everything you need. 15 years more, right? And the second one is, I take you with me now. And it's sad to realize that most of the people will prefer to stay here. And when we start thinking in that way, we got to understand, oh, wait a minute, I'm wrong. Nothing better can happen to us than to be in the presence of the Lord. And we can live in his presence every day. and everywhere. Enjoying this relationship with him. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Wow. This is Paul presenting his message to the Romans. This gospel that comes from God, that is testified in the scriptures, and which is about Jesus Christ, has power unto salvation for all of those that believe. A teacher of mine say these words, and I like. He says, when you are preaching the gospel, the word of God, something goes to the chairs, to the people. I like that, to think. I don't know if it's like that, but I like to imagine that way. Because it's, we just preach. We don't change the life of the people. Even if we want to change the life of our own kids, we cannot. We can pray, and he can do everything. He is the Almighty. And you know what? We have this beautiful message. The urgent message. When you see the newspaper, when you see the news, when you see the society, when you see the prices of the food, we need to preach. It's urgent. A Finnish man told me that one kid in Finland found this coin, very antique coin, Spain coin, gold. It's expensive for antique, but it's expensive also for because good gold. And the kid found it and played with it in the park. Are you playing with a treasure? It's not the same what the church is doing with the gospel. We have a treasure. We have seen families where the man came drunk every Saturday to break the dishes, to put down the table, and the kids shaking under the bed. And now we see him coming Saturdays again with a plastic bed with bread, with milk for those kids. And we can understand Jesus visit this house. There are a lot of families needing to hear the gospel. And you know what? Some of them don't know they have need. They think they are right. They think they are great. It's too sad that they even don't know the big need they have. And the answer is here in the gospel. But we only can share that gospel when we understand the greatest message we have from God, testified by the scriptures about Jesus Christ, the only one that came out from death and lived forever. Only when we believe that with all our heart, and when we enjoy to be part of these people, then we are ready to share it to others. I want to be ready. And I discovered myself that many times I am not. But it's my prayer. And this new year, say, Lord, help me to be better, to enjoy more your presence in my life, the presence of your people around me, because it's an emergency to go and preach the gospel. This gospel that comes from God and which he gave us to save us, but also to share with others. Jesus said, we have a lot of needs. I don't know how to say it in English, but he said, there is a lot of need, but we have a couple workers, not many. And in Jesus' times, were little workers. And sometimes I think today are less. What about you? The invitation to work, to live, to enjoy, is open to all of us. Just let hold fast our Christian identity. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity we have to praise your name. Thank you for call us to be your children, but also to be your servant. Please forgive us because our minds sometimes don't get the greatest of this news. And lead us to a point where we can understand it better and share it with others. In Jesus' name, I ask you to bless this church, this community. Thank you for the leadership, for Pastor and for all of all those that work around him. Please continue using this church to bless the community, understanding that the gospel is about Jesus, and only for him is all the glory. Thank you also for all the projects they have here in the States, in Ecuador, in Guatemala, and everywhere. Everywhere there is need, because you are God of the world and of the universe and of the time. Lead us to share your word with the joy of knowing we are saved by Jesus, in which name we pray in this morning. Amen. Again, thank you very much for allowing us to be here, for your very warm welcome to us.
I want to just close with this, a prayer for all of us in Romans 15:16 at the end. Verse 25, now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, be glory forever and ever through Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a blessed day and go in peace.